Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has been paying close attention to the special election in Alabama to fill Jeff Sessions' Senate seat, which Sessions left to become the Attorney General. McConnell is backing Luther Strange in the primary against fellow Republicans Mo Brooks and Roy Moore, two conservatives who have both been critical of McConnell's leadership in Washington. The primary is August 15th. Joining us now is Brian Lyman, a reporter for the Montgomery Advertiser. He's in the newsroom there. Hi, Brian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, how much is this race about Mitch McConnell?
Up until this point, or until about 2 weeks ago, it had really been about Donald Trump and how much the Republican candidates wanted to pledge their loyalty to Donald Trump. When Trump started attacking Sessions about 2 weeks ago, that sort of froze the strategies of the different campaigns. And that combined with the failure of the Obamacare repeal, which a lot of the Republican candidates have made a priority, emboldened the Republican candidates, particularly Roy Moore and Mo Brooks, to go on the attack against Mitch McConnell, who, as you mentioned, is backing Luther Strange in the primary.
Well, just to give people a sense of what's going on here, let's listen here to an ad by Mo Brooks, who is currently a U.S. representative.
Luther Strange, he isn't telling the truth again. I wrote a $2,500 check to help President Trump beat Hillary. And in Congress, I vote with President Trump 95% of the time. So who are you going to believe? Mitch McConnell and Luther Strange? Or conservative thought leaders like Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Ann Coulter, and Mark Levin? They have all endorsed me for Senate because I support President Trump's America First agenda.
Tell us more about Mo Brooks, first of all, and his campaign.
Brooks was elected to Congress in 2010 as part of the Tea Party vanguard. There's no real moderate Republican in this race, but Brooks is very much in the mold of a real states' rights purist kind of Republican. He's really like the spokesman for what you would consider the Tea Party platform in the state of Alabama.
And what about Roy Moore, who is famous around the country for refusing to take down a Ten Commandments monument at the Alabama Supreme Court when he was Chief Justice? What's his campaign about?
Roy Moore's campaign right now is the same campaign Roy Moore has run at the state level for the past 17 years. He's running as a man who believes in faith in the public sphere and as someone who wants to bring, you know, conservative social values, not only to Alabama, but to the entire country. When you talk to Moore about, you know, like particular policy issues, like, let's say, you know, health care or other matters, he seems to be a little reluctant to talk about details on that front. But his message today is the same message that he had going back to his first race for Chief Justice in 2000, that he's going to advocate for faith-based voters.
And that brings us to Luther Strange, who was appointed to fill Sessions' seat until the special election. He's been in Washington since February, and Mitch McConnell is throwing a lot of money behind him.
He is, yeah. McConnell probably does not want Roy Moore or Mo Brooks in the Senate caucus. Strange is more likely to stay on the farm than those two have. And in fact, both Moore and Brooks have in recent weeks made it clear that they're not going to support McConnell. Brooks even called for him to resign if he couldn't get the Obamacare repeal done. McConnell, too, I think, is seeing this race as a test for 2018 and whether you can protect Republican incumbents from primary challengers. If one of these challengers were to unseat Strange, that could embolden other Republicans around the country to challenge incumbents.
Now, Strange was appointed by Governor Robert Bentley, who resigned in April, embroiled in a scandal. Has his connection to the governor hurt him at all?
That is something that keeps coming up in the race, and certainly something that his opponents want you to know. Strange has basically tried to frame this appointment as saying that, you know, I took this because I think we could advance a conservative agenda and I could help Donald Trump. But it's something that that's following him around throughout the campaign.
Sounds like it's rough politics in Alabama.
There's never any other kind.
Now, does a Democrat have a chance of winning the special election against any of these guys?
The only chance a Democrat has is if Roy Moore gets the nomination, because Moore is a very divisive figure within the Alabama Republican Party. He has strong adherence, and he has a lot of folks, particularly on the business side of things, who want nothing to do with him. If Moore gets the nomination, a Democrat has a better chance of winning, but it's still going to be a tough slog for them going forward.
That's Brian Lyman, who's a reporter for the Montgomery Advertiser, talking with us about the politics right now in Alabama, where there's a special election to fill Jeff Sessions' Senate seat. Brian, thanks.
Hey, thanks so much.